This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. There's been a bit of social commentary as far as the future of the childcare centre in Scone, operated by council, and what's happening. Greg McDonald is the general manager of council. Greg, good morning.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
Good, thank you. So there's been a bit of conjecture. Just to clear the air, what exactly have council done?
Yeah, so we've operated and owned the childcare centre for a bit over 10 years now. It was something that council stepped in because it was going to close. We've operated it quite successfully for that number of years, but it's not something that council's normally into, and we believe that there's other operators out there probably who can operate it better, more efficiently than council, and provide a better service to the community. So we'd like to see it continue, but we think it's probably best to continue in other hands. So we've gone out for an expression of interest for people who may want to do one of a number of things. They might want to buy the buildings in totality and operate the business, or they may want to lease the building's office and continue to operate the building from operate the business from a leased building. And we're open to all of those options and any other options that people might want to put forward. So at the moment, we're in expression of interest phase. We haven't made a decision to sell, to lease, or to do anything at this stage. We're just simply waiting for offers to come in. When those offers come in, we'll look at the various offers that are put before council. Council will make a decision on what it thinks is the best for the community, and we'll progress down one of those solutions if there's a favourable one for us.
Is it an option that if there's nothing suitable come through, that the status quo will continue?
That could well happen. It's not council's intention to close the facility. We want to see the facility continue to operate. We just want somebody who's probably more efficient at operating it than us. And we've struggled getting staff and operating the facility at full capacity. So when we get a childcare teacher who gets sick or can't attend, that means our numbers for the day are reduced. With another operator, they may have a greater ability to draw on teachers from a greater part of the area or from their own business, so that we can keep the numbers higher than normal.
Now, council has also gone to an organisation outside of the Shire to do this process. Is that because of their, specialist expertise in this area, as opposed to going to one of the local real estate agents?
It is. It's not just about selling the bricks and mortar. This was about continuing the business ongoing. So we went to a firm that specialises in childcare centres, because we want to get interest from the childcare centre operators from throughout New South Wales to come in and, as I said, not just buy the building, but continue to operate the business. So it's about getting the right business operator for our community.
What sort of deadline has council set as far as submissions and seeing where you go?
The EOI will probably run for another 5 or 6 weeks. At that stage, some of the offers will come back to council. So prior to Christmas, council will get a chance to look at all the offers and make a decision.
Greg, thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thanks, Darren.
Greg McDonald, the General Manager of Upper Hunter Shire Council, on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.